Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody that supports Black College Nines in our podcast series for HBCU baseball. Our podcast series covers the many things that our baseball coaches do, and it always will reflect on what they put on the field, how they build their programs, and how they run their programs for HBCU baseball. Today we're with Michael Halchuk, the head coach of Jarvis Christian College, the Bulldogs. Jarvis Christian had a really good season this year. They won 35 ball games. They are headed to the Red River. They went through the Red River Athletic Conference. They went to the championship game, which gave them they were qualified for the NAIA opening round for the NAIA tournament. Win that tournament and you're in the NAIA World Series. So Jarvis Christian is in a good seat. They're in a good position to win that. But main thing, they got to get through the NAIA tournament. But before we get to that tournament, we want to discuss what brought Jarvis this far, how their season turned out at the beginning of the season, which led them to the Red River Athletic Conference, where they took it by storm. They ran through the conference and they beat some nationally ranked teams as well as they did in the conference. So, we're with Michael Halchuk, the head coach. Michael Halchuk, how are you?
Good, sir. Thanks for asking.
Well, I want to jump right into things, and because I know you're busy and you're making your preparation for the game, and you just concluded practice and your game is tomorrow. So we'll make this, you know, as quick as we can. The season. This season started off well. You want to talk about that?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, obviously you go into each season and, you know, you've got hopefully what you think is an identity of a ball club from fall practices and, you know, the things that you think you're going to do really well and things that, you know, you may struggle in as a ball club. And then, of course, going through the regular season, there's the ups and downs, the goods, the bads, and kind of everything in between. And I think for us as a ball club this year was a great example of just that. You know, we had some very high moments. I think we had a 9-game win streak during the season that I think really sparked us there at the beginning of conference with a couple big sweeps of Southwest University and LSUA. That I think kind of really, you know, motivated the guys and propelled the guys, you know, for some success early on that I think helped us throughout the season. And then of course, I think the big thing we try to tell our guys all the time is, you know, learn from every opportunity. You know, the wins and the losses, is each chance on the field is another opportunity to learn from and build upon. And I think those experiences, you know, really helped us throughout the course of the season. And one thing we've really tried to take a lot of pride in since I've been here is, you know, obviously playing well in the regular season, but doing things to prepare ourselves for the conference tournament and postseason play, and, you know, realizing that you got to, of course, get through the regular season first, but everything that we do as far as preparation is to prepare us, you know, for the postseason when things really matter the most. And I think that's, again, for us, take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, 2 out of 3 years have gone to a, you know, Red River Athletic Conference championship game. This being our first, you know, regional appearance, I think it's, again, things that we talk about regularly. I think it's things that, again, has been our focus since day one.
Well, you touched on some things there. You have gone to the Red River Athletic Conference championship before, but this one was a sweep because you actually got selected for the NAIA opening round tournament. But it wasn't an easy course to get there. I mean, you had to go through some ranked teams. You had to go through you have the stellar teams in your conference, the LSU Alexandrias, the LSU Shreveport. What was it like to knock those teams off, to play those teams as tough as you did throughout the season?
Well, I think it's, you know, again, looking at the ways the season goes and the individual matchups and things like that. You know, our style of base, you know, of baseball is, you know, trying to be as fundamentally sound as we can and, you know, being to execute and take a lot of pride in doing the small things correct. And I think when you can do those things consistently, it gives yourself a chance, and you know, really take a lot of pride in the defensive side of the game and the execution. And you know, I think when you do those things and take care of the baseball, it gives you, you know, give yourself a chance. And you know, some of those, you know, top teams in our conference traditionally, the LSU schools, the LSU Shreveports and Alexandrias of the world, you know, I always feel confident going into it. They're great teams and great programs and well coached and deserving of, you know, the awards that they've received over the years. But I think at the same time, our guys don't necessarily feel intimidated by it. We've played them well. We've played big games against them. And, you know, even going a few weeks before the conference tournament, going to Shreveport, you know, we lose the first two games of the series, a 1-0 game and another one-run game that we ended up losing on a walk-off single late. I think our guys had confidence that, hey, we do a couple more things well, you know, we've got a chance. And I think that motivated them, you know, first game in the tournament to go out and play Shreveport, you know, again, a nationally ranked team, and come out with a 3-0 win in game one, you know, really motivated the guys to have that success and, you know, kind of have that mentality, why not us? And I think that momentum really carried on throughout the tournament. And, you know, again, I was really proud of how the guys played and battled. And again, I look back at it after the fact. I believe, you know, in a 5-game conference tournament, we didn't make a single error. We, you know, played 5 games of clean baseball, mistake baseball on the defensive side. And again, I think when you do those things, it gives yourself a chance against anybody in the country.
Well, what I also noticed too was pitching. You have to have a deep pitching staff to make it that far in the tournament, because you're going to get tested on the mound. Your starters are going to get tested. Your starters have to go deep for you, but at the same time, you got to be able to bring that reliever in who's going to shut that team down as well as a starter. Where do you see your pitching? I mean, you look at what Anthony Orta did. Anthony Orta, in that conference game, you ended up losing that game, but he went 9 innings, and that wasn't his first time against the number 11 LSU Shreveport team. That was his third time this year going 9 innings deep against a ranked team.
Yeah, and I think again when you look at it, you know, and again, Anthony Orta is a great example of, you know, kind of that bulldog mentality that we want all of our guys to have. But you know, first game of the year that he threw against them, you know, at Shreveport, loses a 1-0 game. Gives up a solo home run late, and you know, for us offensively, we didn't get the job done. But I think that gives you that confidence on, hey, I can hold my own and pitch really well against these guys. The first round of the tournament, you know, he gets the ball against him and beats him 3-0 in a complete game. You know, in 3 starts against him, I mean, it's not great. I mean, he's 1-2 against him. But I think in, you know, 24 innings of baseball, you know, he's held them to, you know, less than 5 earned runs. And again, you do that to those guys, it gives yourself a chance. I mean, they're a top 10 offensive program in the country, and to be able to kind of control them, limit them, you know, that's just kind of a testimony of him and the ability that he has on the mound. And, you know, our guys definitely feed it off of that. And they've got a lot of confidence that when he's on the mound, you know, against anybody, it gives us a chance to win the ballgame.
Now, one of your pitchers, Philip Geico, he, at one point during the regular season, he led the NAIA in wins. He had sat on 8 wins for a long time. Will he see any action in the tournament?
We were hoping to get him back kind of late in the season. First week of conference, he actually went down with a lat injury, and just kind of the rehab and ability to get him back on the field just, you know, wasn't there. And, you know, obviously we was a big part of our success early on in the year. And like you said, I mean, you know, the first month and a half of the season did lead, you know, NAI in wins. And he was doing that out of the bullpen. I think out of 14 appearances, he had 1 start, you know, on the season. So those were big-time innings, late in games, pressure situations. And he answered the bell for us. You know, he's been, you know, a big-time guy for us the last couple of years. We've been really fortunate. We actually had his older brother, who was a weekend starter for us a couple of years ago, and, you know, threw really well.
well for us for a couple of years, and you know, Phillip has kind of come in and built a, you know, big role for us, and obviously early on we kind of saw what he was capable of doing, and you know, just unfortunately due to the injuries, is not going to be, you know, with us, and you know, it's a big loss, but I think it's also one of those things that allows other guys to, you know, to step up and you know, kind of fill in and you know, kind of the cliche, the next man up, and that's been a, you know, really big thing for us this year, and we've had a couple guys due to injury that we've had to rely on, you know, maybe a little bit more than anticipated, but I think they've done a great job for us in their roles and, you know, in their opportunities, and you know, we've had a couple guys, a Thomas Cleveland, a Frank Montano, that, you know, are both seniors for us this year, that have, you know, thrown more this year for us than they have in their first, you know, few years in the program, and that's just a testimony to them and their hard work and, you know, their commitment and them really just trusting the process, and that's, you know, again, kind of one of those coaching cliches, but it's again, for those guys, getting an opportunity to, you know, log in a lot of innings for us and, you know, much needed innings for us at this point of the year, those guys have done a great job.
Well, I want to really talk about now is the Red River Athletic Conference Tournament Championship that you competed in last weekend, and I want it to lead to your game tomorrow, where you open up in one of the toughest brackets in the Montgomery bracket, and where you're going to be facing Faulkner. Faulkner is the number 2 rated team. They are stout, and you're in a very tough bracket. But before we get to that, what was it like having to go through, because the Red River Athletic Conference is one of your top conferences. I mean, hands up, hands down, it's a very tough conference. I always call it the Red River Tough Athletic Conference, baseball-wise. What was it like fighting through there? Because coming through that tournament, going 3-0 is not easy.
Well, and, you know, again, it's obviously a, you know, a challenge, because I do agree. I mean, I think we are a, you know, a solid, you know, conference from top to bottom. I think on even any given weekend, there's upsets, there's surprises. There's good baseball being played here. And I think for us, it's, again, the ability to kind of adjust and overcome, you know, the different obstacles throughout the season, of course, into the postseason tournament. You know, and for us, you know, we went into the conference tournament as a sixth seed, you know, having to play the number one seed right out of the gate. And our approach was simple. At some point, we know we were going to have to play, you know, in LSU Shreveport to get to where we want to get to. So why not get them, you know, right off the bat in the first game of the tournament? So, you know, again, good challenge for us. I think, again, the guys played obviously extremely well early to go 3-0. And, you know, we had, you know, two out of the first three games in the conference tournament were shutouts by Orta and Tyler Holt to kind of pitch us into the championship game. You know, and so when you get a chance on at any point in the season for a pitcher to go out, you know, complete game and shut out, you know, an opposing team, that's, you know, no better feeling for those guys. And obviously, offensively, those guys feed off of that and know that when you keep looking up and they keep putting up zeros, they obviously like their chance to win that ball game. But those guys did a great job. And, you know, again, can't talk enough about the defensive side of things, just limiting the opposing team to extra bases and free 90s, I think it gives you a chance, you know, against anybody in the country. And so that was definitely the key to it for us. You know, you just continue to try to find ways to motivate your guys, you know, in different ways. Obviously, when you get to the point of the season, you know, the motivation is, you know, as simple as, you know, you're here, you're still one of the teams that have an opportunity to compete for a national championship, which is obviously motivation itself, but for us as a program, being able to continue to do things here that have never been done, you know, in school history, I think that's something our guys take a lot of pride in. You know, being able to, again, go to a conference championship, have an opportunity to win a conference championship, being the first team in school history to make a regional. You know, these are things that these guys will have with them the rest of their lives, and that's a really cool opportunity for them. It's something that, as we continue to challenge them, just to really cherish it and enjoy it, And at the same time, realize that, you know, every single one of us are going to go put our baseball pants on the same way come tomorrow. We're all going to play the game the same way, and you know, we feel that if we do the things that we're capable of doing, you know, we like our chances against anybody. And obviously, at this point in the season, you know, every one of these teams are talented. Every single one of these teams are well coached. Every single one of these teams, you know, has things that they do well that we're going to have to try to slow them down and stop them. And for the same thing for us, you know, anybody that's playing us has to do things to try to stop us offensively on the mound and, you know, on the bases. And so, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. As I continue to tell our guys, just, you know, making it is never the goal. It's to win it. And so our mindset is simply continuing to play good baseball and finishing the deal and extending our season, you know, for another week.
Start winding this down. Now that you're in the tournament, what can we look for? Like I said, it's a tough bracket you're in. You're really away from home. It's not like you haven't traveled before, but it's an off-site, a neutral site, and it could be a hostile situation because you're going to be dealing with a home crowd, a home away crowd. It actually sometimes it's called because that home team, the host team, can be the away team, but they still have their fans there. So you're basically in a hostile situation. How do you see Jarvis Christian in this tournament?
Well, I think it's, you know, for us, the mindset is simple. You know, we try to get our guys to understand that, you know, although the surrounding stuff is bigger than most of these guys have been in as far as the regional, you know, postseason, the stuff that we have no control over cannot be bigger than the stuff that we have control over. And that's the game itself. I think going into a tournament, you know, one of the mistakes I've seen often is trying to make the situation bigger than it is, trying to really blow it out of proportion and putting in additional stress and things on your players. You know, we've wanted to really, you know, have our guys as relaxed as possible. I think knowing our guys and how they respond, if you get them too wound up, they're going to play tight, a little nervous, a little scared, and obviously, you don't want that at this point of the year. You want these guys to realize all the preparation, all the training is for this moment. And if they can go out and settle in and, you know, get back to just playing baseball and not worry about the extra stuff, again, I'd like our chances. And so, again, for us, the preparation this week is again, try to be as relaxed as possible and, you know, trying to, again, just continue to focus on the things that we do control and continue to focus on just playing baseball. And not worrying about the outside noise and distractions. And, you know, we've had a lot of support here on campus, and you know, a lot of people really obviously pulling for us, and, you know, excited about this opportunity. And as I continue to tell our guys, you know, none of that matters. You know, we as the ball club are not surprised by this. As a coaching staff, it's not by accident. You know, it's a lot of, you know, preparation. It's a lot of hours that go into getting, you know, to this position. And you know, as we continue to tell our guys, that this is what we plan for since day one. And, you know, again, it's not an accident, not by surprise.
Well, the one thing that I really like is the fact that this can open up avenues for you for recruiting. How has recruiting gone ever since you've got selected for the NAIA tournament? Has it picked up? Are you getting top recruits? Anything, anybody that was borderline, now all of a sudden they want to be a Bulldog?
Yeah, we actually, you know, we had a coaches meeting here a couple days ago, and we talked about, you know, that very thing, and, you know, have received, you know, some different phone calls and some guys that, you know, have been on our recruiting board for a while that, you know, obviously have seen what we've done and, you know, has, I think, you know, kind of piqued a little more interest and asked a few more questions, and so I do definitely think that helps. You know, one of the things we do every single year and on every recruit that we've ever had a chance to go through the process, it's one of those questions I ask every recruit. You know, what are you looking for? What are you wanting in a program? And you know, surprisingly to me, at times the number one response that we still get out of most recruits is they want an opportunity to win. They want an opportunity
you know, to compete at a high level. And then you start factoring in other things, you know, location and facilities and educational opportunities, you know, different things, scholarship money, you know, all these things that go into recruiting. But at the root of it, you know, most kids still want to go to a program where they have a chance to obviously participate in postseason, to participate, you know, participate in a regional and ultimately that World Series. So I think, you know, when you get a chance to be on this platform, players, you know, really take notice of that. They really understand, you know, the opportunity that we have in front of us. So I think it does, you know, really help. Now, as far as our, you know, recruiting challenges and our opportunities to go out and identify players, now that definitely has not changed. I mean, we recruit in kind of a specific way to, you know, guys that kind of fit our program and the style of, you know, baseball that we want to play. I mean, we're typically known as a very athletic team. And so those are the type of guys that we look for, you know, regardless of this year's success or you know, last year's success or whatever the case is. And we've got a pretty structured plan, you know, how we want to attack recruiting. And so we stay pretty consistent with that year in and year out and continue to try to identify those guys that can obviously help us win, you know, throughout the course of the season, but also on a national level.
Well, to put this podcast to an end, you're not going to lose that much from this year's team for next season. It looks like we may have the same team in place. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We definitely have some really good pieces, you know, coming back. We've got some guys that have, you know, will be seniors that are, you know, true 4-year guys of our program. We've got, you know, two juniors right now, and three would be Philip Grego, that, you know, have been with us the last 3 years. So the exciting thing for them is two out of their 3 years that they've been to a conference championship game. They've been to a, you know, postseason 3 straight years. So when you have guys that have that experience and have been there and done that, I think it really helps you out with your new guys coming in to really explain to them, hey, the things that we're doing here, it works. The things that these coaches are talking about, there's proof that it can be successful, and they can really be, you know, big time guys for your program as far as getting the new guys on board, you know, with you. And so those are all things that are, again, exciting for us when we look, you know, down the road and in the future and things like that. Again, I think we've got a good core group of guys that, you know, will return next year. And, you know, probably like every program in the country, we're always looking for, you know, that next recruit, that next opportunity to sign a guy, to get a guy committed to your program that's going to, you know, continue to have success and help you continue to take your program, you know, to new heights and, you know, new challenges and everything else.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the podcast. Wish you all the best in tomorrow's game. It's going to be a tough tournament, but Jarvis Christian has proven time and time again over the years that they're a good, tough team. And if anything, yeah, they went through a tough, grueling season, beat some ranked teams, got into the tournament, beat some ranked teams, and here we are. Coach, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too.